Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 70. Cloudy skies expected tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms, lows level off around 43. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 56, cloudy. Showers likely Thursday and Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is responding after state lawmakers wrapped up on Friday at the end of their regular session for 2026 by overriding a veto from Governor Kelly on a bill that was designed to prevent institutions from enacting laws that require pregnancy centers to offer or perform abortions. KSNT News reports that according to House Bill 2635, it creates the Pregnancy Center Autonomy and Rights of Expression Act to protect the ability of private pregnancy centers to provide also life-affirming care. The new law prohibits any state agency, department, or division, along with other entities, alongside any county, city, or political subdivision, from enacting or adopting any law that would force the performance of an abortion. In other news, one public school district, USD 480 in Liberal, Kansas, has announced that they say that their computer network at the public school has been compromised and started off the week taking, quote, proper precautions to address the situation, saying phone lines and Wi-Fi will be disrupted for the, quote, foreseeable future.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
The application deadline for those that are wishing to sign up and apply for the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, also known as LEAP, is coming up on Tuesday this week with the deadline at 5 p.m. LEAP is the once-a-year benefit that individuals across the state of Kansas are eligible for to help pay for a portion of their home energy costs, as the applications can be submitted through the Department of Children and Families website and their self-service portal. Paper applications also can be completed at your local DCF Service Center or by calling 1-888-369-4777, where applicants do need to provide certain information, including signature of all adults that are living in the residence, a proof of income, proof of child support payments, a copy of your rental agreement or lease agreement, and other information that may be requested. The self-service portal and more information, if you are interested, is on the website at dcf.ks.gov for the Low Income Energy Assistance Program. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska state lawmakers say they are kicking off this week by going into the next round of approvals to try and support student reading programs across the state of Nebraska. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, according to Legislative Bill 1050, a priority from Governor Jim Pillen and led by State Senator Dave Merman of Glenville, they advanced the proposal in the first round of voting with a 26-10 vote, as the bill would mirror the so-called, quote, Mississippi Miracle Bill intended to boost
academic performance and require students to be held back in the third grade if they were reading below that grade level based on the new uniform statewide assessments. Under the bill, it would also have parents of the struggling reader who would receive notice about their child struggling, and if their child is in the third grade, would be invited to meet with school officials. Opponents of the bill say that no student should be held back for reading more than once, and the bill would not apply to students who receive special education services. Mid-America Network News.
Cattlemen join Kaiser Angus Thursday, April 2nd for their 26th annual production sale at the ranch near Park, Kansas. If you're in the market for top quality, high growth, balanced bulls, power up with this year's Kaiser lineup. Selling 110 18-month-old bulls and 15 yearling bulls. Sire groups include Kindred, Heatseeker, Jameson, Exponential, Elevate, Powercat, and other top sires. 54 bulls are in the top 10 or higher CED, 52 bulls in the top 20% for WWEPD, and 58 bulls in the top 10% for Marbling EPD. Also 30 18-month-old Herford bulls from Wagner Cattle Company. The Kaiser family looks forward to seeing you at the ranch near Park, Kansas, Thursday, April 2nd at 1 p.m. or online at dvauction.com for their 26th annual production sale. View KaiserAngus.com for a catalog and videos, or give Daryl a call at 785-673-3357.
Residents in Marysville recently had the opportunity to hear more about the history of Kansas judicial system and a proposed constitutional amendment that could change how justices are selected for the Kansas Supreme Court. Judge Norbert Merrick Jr. visited the community to provide neutral historical information ahead of a statewide vote that would, in essence, allow Kansas Supreme Court justices to be elected rather than selected through the current appointment process. Before Merrick began his presentation, local District Judge Laura Johnson McNish introduced him and shared a bit about his background and experience in the Kansas judicial system.
Judge Norbert Merrick Jr. serves as a district judge in the 2nd Judicial District, and you know here that we're in the 22nd Judicial District. Judge Merrick was appointed by Governor Sam Brownback and began service as a district judge in January 2016. Prior to serving as district judge, he was an attorney at Myers, Botroff, and Ball in Manhattan, Kansas from 1995 to 2006. He then served as Waubonsie County Attorney from 2007 until his appointment to the bench. He's also represented 11 or 12 municipalities, including the city of Marysville, Kansas. Judge Merrick has been instrumental in close to 80 Kansas appellate court cases. That's a lot, speaking to you as a fellow attorney. Judge Merrick has a keen legal mind, and he has studied law and the history behind it in depth for many years.
During his presentation, Merrick focused on explaining how leadership within the Kansas Supreme Court has evolved over time, particularly the role of the Chief Justice.
So the selection of Kansas Supreme Court justices has evolved over time. Everything that goes into making a justice hasn't been static, but dynamic. And in August this year, Kansas will once again decide if you want to change the court.
Merrick explained that Kansas chose the route of partition elections for almost the first 100 years of statehood.
So Kansas chose the route of partisan elections for almost the first 100 years of statehood. And so we elected 3 Supreme Court justices under the Wyandotte Constitution. Now, the way they set that up initially, as you might notice, if you read carefully, they staggered them. So justices have 6-year terms, but to get them in a cycle, number of them had 2- and 4-year terms, and still they could get them all running in 6 years' terms. And the Chief Justice position then was an elected position. In other words, you had to choose to run for Chief Justice. There were 5 district judges in Kansas, and they had 4-year terms. In case, and this is a quote then from the Constitution and would continue for some time, in case of vacancy in any judicial office, it shall be filled by appointment of the governor until the next regular election. That shall occur more than 30 days after such vacancy shall have happened.
Merrick noted that the upcoming constitutional amendment, voters will consider, focuses on another part of the judicial system, how justices initially reach the state's highest court. Currently, when a vacancy occurs on the Kansas Supreme Court, a judicial nominating commission reviews applicants and sends three finalists to the governor, who then appoints one of them to the court. Justices later appear on the ballot in retention elections where voters decide whether they should remain on the bench. If the proposed amendment is approved, the process would shift toward direct elections for Kansas Supreme Court justices. Merrick emphasized that different states use a variety of systems to select judges, and the upcoming vote will allow Kansans to decide which approach they prefer moving forward. The informational meeting in Marysville gave residents a chance to learn more about the historical background of the court system and ask questions ahead of the statewide vote.
City of Marysville Cemetery Department reminds all residents that cemetery cleanup will be April 1st. All decorations in the grass around headstones should be picked up and cleaned up before the April 1st cleanup of all Marysville City cemeteries. Jerome Jerry Livergood, age 82, of Topeka, passed away March 25th. Funeral service will be held 10:30 a.m. this Friday at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville. Family will receive friends from 9:30 a.m. until service time, with burial to follow after the service at the Riverside Cemetery. Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Jerome Jerry Livergood. Aline W. Rhodes, age 101, of Marysville, passed away March 28th. A funeral service will be held this Saturday, April 4th at 2 p.m. at First Christian Church in Marysville, with a visitation held 1 hour before the service. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Aline Rhodes. Joanne U. Barnhill, age 90, of Barnston, passed away March 27th. A memorial mass will be held May 22nd, 10:30 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wymore, with a family prayer service starting at 10:15. Visitation will take place May 21st from 10 to 8 p.m. at Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore, with family greeting relatives and friends from 5:30 to 7 p.m. with a rosary beginning at 7 at Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Joanne Barnhill. Alice C. Crawford, age 68, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. A graveside service will be held April 12th at noon at Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery in Frankfort. A celebration of life will follow immediately at the VFW Post American Legion in Frankfort. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Alice Crawford.
Tuesday senior citizen lunch menu, hamburger with potato salad, coleslaw and peaches. Tomorrow chili with a cinnamon roll, celery with carrots and mandarin oranges.
Nowadays, managing your finances should not be strenuous. And now, it certainly isn't with our mobile banking app alerts. You can receive immediate, real-time alerts straight to your device. Purchases, deposits, charges, and even balance updates. We've got you covered. Designed to keep you in sync with your finances, giving you peace of mind and control over your money. You'll never overlook a transaction with these real-time notifications. It's convenience and peace of mind put together, right at your fingertips. Download our banking app today and make money management effortless. Because with us, you are always in the know. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. North winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some showers and thunderstorms possible overnight tonight. Mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms are possible on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then some rain showers may continue over Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and upper 30s. More rain likely throughout Thursday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, and a chance for some rain showers throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Some rain showers are possible on a Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 60s, south winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely on a Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible early on Saturday, then staying mostly sunny with our highs in the lower 50s and clear Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for our listening area the final day of March, 61 degrees, record high on this date, 84. Average low temperature, 35, with the record low being 17. Sunrise this morning at 7:13, sunset this evening at 7:50.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
With Easter right around the corner, gifts and goodies for all ages are sure to be found at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Fill your Easter basket with delectable chocolates, Hallmark cards, buy one get one free, KU and K-State memorabilia, or decor for your home and garden. Entertain the kids with toys for all ages, including plush and cozy options. Open Monday through Saturday, hop into Reflections in downtown Marysville and find something you never knew you needed. Reflections is always
so much more than your favorite hardware store.
At Hanover Hospital, quality care starts with people you know and trust. Our experienced team includes nurse practitioners Jada Edgar, Aubrey Schaefer, and Lydia Easterberg, along with Dr. Tyler Shriver. Together, they're committed to providing compassionate, personalized care focused on prevention, education, and your overall well-being. From routine checkups to ongoing care, you'll find friendly faces and expert care close to home at Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic.
Deja vu for the Final Four. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. The 4-1 seeds that were installed Selection Sunday are the four that are headed to Phoenix. In fact, it's the same four teams we had in the Final Four last year. UConn, UCLA won their regions on Sunday. Last night, Texas and South Carolina joined them. South Carolina pulling away in the fourth for a 26-point win over TCU. They're headed to a sixth consecutive Final Four. Texas pulls away with a 36-point blowout of Michigan. NBA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 47-point night. Thunder outlast the Pistons in overtime, 114-110, their 60th win of the season. Spurs extend their win streak to 9, beating Chicago, 129-114, 41 for Victor Wembanyama. Lakers, without the suspended Luka Doncic, beat Washington by 19. LeBron James ties Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the most wins ever by a player. Hawks by 10 over the Celtics. Cavs beat Utah 122-113. Baseball, Justin Verlander in his first game as a Tiger since 2017. 3 2/3 innings, 5 earned runs. Tigers fall to the Diamondbacks 9-6. Cleveland doubles up the Dodgers 4-2. Mariners beat the Yankees in their final at-bat.
Swinging a shot over the bag at first, fair ball. The Mariners win it. Here comes Leo Rivas to score. Cal Raleigh with a walk-off single. And the Mariners beat the Yankees tonight 2-1 in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Seattle Sports, 7:10 a.m. Nick Fortes with a go-ahead double in the ninth. Rays beat Milwaukee 3-2. Astros 8-1 over the Red Sox. Colorado pounds the Blue Jays 14-5. Nationals a 13-2 win over the Phillies. Bryce Harper now 1-for-16 on the season. Giants are 1-3 as a team. They get their first win 3-2 over the Padres. Reds shut out the Pirates 2-0 to go to 3-1 on the season. Mets double up the Cardinals 4-2. Hockey, Vegas 4-2 over the Canucks. And they win their first game under new coach John Tortorella.
Hi, Flo here to say that Progressive knows that life can change quickly, so it's good to have flexible coverage.
Oh, like when I have to take my ex off my policy.
Oh, sorry. But yes, we can do that.
And can you send them a message and tell them that they have trust issues that they need to work on?
We don't really get in the middle of these conflicts.
Also, can you let them know that I was faking interest in his band and it's probably time to grow up?
I'm not going to do it. Just know that with Progressive, you can easily make changes to your auto insurance because we know life changes.
Also, I'm staying in touch with his mom because she's absolutely lovely.
Bad idea.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Area high school baseball and softball scores from Monday night's action and baseball action. Valley Heights sweeps Blue Valley 13-2 and 13-12. Frankfort thumps Waubunsee in the sweep 16-5 and 27-11. While in softball scores, Centralia gets the sweep over Waubunsee 15-2 and 7-5.
It's a declaration of savings at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice. Low APR offers, great deals, and a selection of over 50 new trucks and SUVs, plus lots of cars and trucks in on trade at Twin Rivers in Beatrice. Sit with their finance specialist and take that new ride home with you today. Arrange for a test drive. Drop by Twin Rivers on West Court in Beatrice or online anytime at twinriv.com.
Come home with independence you deserve. The Hanover Housing Authority is a place for you. Comfortable, affording housing in one or two bedroom apartments close to schools and businesses around Hanover. Apartments are income based and applicants must pass the approval process. Live the style of life you prefer, all while staying connected to the community. Offering housing solutions to Hanover and beyond. Contact the Hanover Housing Authority today and live independently together.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After another turbulent session, stocks were poised to open higher today. On Monday, the Dow Jones gained 49 points to close at 45,216, but the S&P gave up another 0.4%, the NASDAQ nearly 0.75%. Interest rates on hold. Speaking to a class at Harvard yesterday, Chairman Jerome Powell said the Federal Reserve is watching how the war with Iran affects the economy before making any decisions on moving interest rates. If you've had an account with Match or OkCupid, your profile picture and data may be in the hands of an AI facial recognition company. The FTC says the parent to those dating sites violated its own privacy policies in sharing data with a company called Clarify. With precious metals on the slide, the next safe haven asset may be Pokemon cards. Analysts say some rare cards are outpacing the S&P as investments. One Pokemon card fetched $16 million in February. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Waterville Housing Authority has multiple housing openings available immediately. One and two bedroom apartments available. Income-based housing, clean, maintenance-free, and all the freedom you crave for tenants of any age. Applications can be found on the Waterville Housing Authority Facebook page or contact Lisa at 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239 for the Waterville Housing Authority with immediate openings available.
Ag news for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Cattle markets are opening the week with a mix of technical buying and cautious observation. Following last week's cattle on feed report, which showed a surprising 11% placement jump here in Kansas, futures have ticked higher amid labor rumors at the JBS plant in Greeley. While the company has denied hiring replacement workers during the ongoing strike, the speculation helped prop up the Friday close, with cash trade holding steady and choice box beef hovering near the $393 mark. All eyes are now turning to tomorrow's USDA reports to see how shifting grain stocks might impact the cost of gain narrative for the second quarter. Tyler Cousins, director of the Livestock Marketing Information Center, tells us what he saw from the cattle on feed reports from last week.
Starting off with some cattle on feed, the actual number of cattle on feed as of March 1 was 11.5 million head. This was actually down from a year ago, just marginally 0.2%. So the cattle on feed report as of March 1 was within the range of estimates, which were expected to decline about 1.5% or to be even potentially even with a year ago. So the actual cattle on feed for March was at the upper end of the range and slightly above the average pre-report estimate. Now looking at cattle placements in February, placements were actually up 3.7% from last year to just over 1.6 million head. Placements actually had a pretty wide range of pre-report estimates ahead of their pre-report. So they were ranged from down just over 3.5% to actually up 5%. Placements being up 3.7% from last year was within the range of pre-report estimates, but well above the pre-report average, which was expecting placements to be largely unchanged from a year ago. So although placements were above a year ago, the comparison, we have to keep in mind that this comparison was to one of the lowest placement numbers that we've seen for the month of February in about a decade.
It's a big day for the agriculture world, with both the prospective plantings report being released as well as the quarterly grain stocks report.
It's truck month at Rusty Eck Ford, and the deals are as strong as our trucks. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 Ford F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus a $1,000 rebate and no payments for 90 days. Or choose up to $15,000 off MSRP in total discounts on select F-150s. Whether you're towing, hauling, or just cruising through Kansas, this is the truck that does it all. That's power, capability, and serious savings on America's favorite truck, the Ford F-150, built to handle whatever you throw at it. And this is your moment to make it yours at Rusty Eck Ford. Family owned for over 70 years, Rusty Eck Ford is simply the best place to buy. So hurry in today or visit us online at RustyEckFord.com. Rusty Eck Ford, simply the best place to buy. Stock number 25T849. Offer subject to prior sale with approved credit. See dealer for details.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. One tool in pasture management for a lot of producers in Kansas is prescribed fire. K-State weed scientist Keith Harmony explains how fire is used as a major control option for certain invading species. He shares how an unplanned fire can still provide pasture management.
Some of the impacts that we see from any fire across the landscape is we control some invading species, and especially down in some of those southern counties. And as we get further west in the state, we're seeing more and more encroachment of eastern red cedar. And so just any fire on the landscape is good at helping to try to reduce red cedar on pasture and to limit its encroachment. Of course, prescribed burns are much better for doing that, but we can see some control of eastern red cedar even in these unplanned wildfires. So even though they're unplanned, they can be damaging.
Harmony recognizes the positives and negatives of wildfire.
Fences, buildings, you know, man-made structures that, you know, it's really unfortunate that, you know, wildfires will damage those and ruin those. But it also has the positive effect that we can get some reduction of some of these encroaching things like eastern red cedar trees out on the landscape.
He discusses what he finds valuable to remind the public about the use of prescribed fire.
It's important for folks to know that there is a big difference between a prescribed burn and a wildfire burn, and just know that when producers are putting fire on the landscape for prescribed burns, that they're doing it under conditions that are more controllable and actually safe for themselves and for the general public versus a wildfire that comes through. And so hopefully folks don't associate prescribed burning with wildfires, because they are two very distinct and separate things. And one is a great tool for us to use, and the other one is an unfortunate occurrence, but in the long term, there are some positive things that can come from wildfires as well.
That was K-State weed scientist Keith Harmony with how fire on the Kansas landscape is beneficial when it comes to controlling many invading plant species. Learn more from an e-update article at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
There is nothing like an elfin-like clay figurine to give your garden a sense of enchantment. All about the magical charms of the garden gnome on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Let's talk about your health insurance. There are a lot of reasons why people need affordable health insurance. But here's the bottom line. You know you need affordable health insurance. For you, a spouse, a family member, whatever. I'm going to give you a free hotline to call to find affordable health insurance that can cover all your health insurance needs in case you get sick or have an emergency, plus cover vision, dental, and more. And there are no long-term commitments. You can keep your plan as long as it's affordable and for the price of a cup of coffee. We're not talking about one of those fancy coffees. For the price of a regular cup of coffee a day, you can have quality, affordable health insurance. Call the health insurance hotline for a free quote.
800-761-7341. 800-761-7341. 800-761-7341. That's 800-761-7341.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 31st, the 90th day of the year. Actor William Daniels celebrates his 99th birthday today, and the first experiment with daylight savings time in the U.S. went into effect 108 years ago today. Will your springtime garden be watched over by a small humanoid figurine with a pointy hat? The origin of the garden gnome dates back centuries. Those elfin creatures are part of the collective memory of European folk tales, which hinted their helpful nature and willingness to assist in the garden. The first commercially manufactured gnomes were made in Germany in the early 19th century, and they remain a fixture in lawns and gardens worldwide. And there is, incidentally, an International Gnome Day. It falls on the first day of summer. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts to share at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the future of the Kansas Jayhawks basketball team still continues to linger in the balance as head coach Bill Self says that he is still uncommitted on returning next year. However, has dispelled any rumors that he is confirmed to retire after this season. KAC News reports that the announcements came after social media had posted a rumor of his imminent retirement. Or during the sit-down, Self did say that there was no news and that all of that was bad info and, quote, BS. The non-committal one way or the other for Self leaves the Jayhawks in the balance after wrapping up their season with their loss to St. John's in the NCAA tournament, adding to his decision that will be based on his health as opposed to the on-court factors, saying, quote, I love what I do. I need to be able to do it when I'm feeling good and healthy to do it well. He says that he will be heading home and discussing his future plans as the offseason continues. Self's overall record with the Jayhawks is sitting at 634 wins with 167 losses since taking over the team in 2003.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
One high school softball star in the state of Kansas is working their way into higher education and to Texas A&M to continue their softball career. As Valley Center senior Abria Perry has been widely regarded as one of the best in the entire nation and says that as she's going through her senior season at Valley Center High School, that she's looking forward to heading out to the Texas A&M Aggies starting next season. She says she's been in conversations with them since November of last year and says she's living the dream she's always wanted.
I feel like I started a little bit later, like into actually getting into playing softball. But it was kind of just a random pick. My dad asked me what sports I wanted to play, and I picked softball, and here we are. It was very surreal. Like, everyone says they're going to call you exactly at midnight, but I really didn't think it was actually going to happen, and then it did. And then I was talking to the head coach of Texas A&M, and I was just so excited, and it felt like a dream.
Perry says she is excited for the next step after having several setbacks in the past few years with a sublocated shoulder and having numerous different bone bruises. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center is thrilled with the academic progress of area students. They take their education seriously. Keep up the good work. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness. Sheer Quality Furniture applauds the Beatrice students who study relentlessly in academic areas like art, FFA, language arts, math, bank, science, and more. Keep up the good work, scholars. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available. Heartland Bank has high hopes for the students at Dillard Odell Schools. These students work hard and go the extra mile to excel in all of their studies and in a variety of subjects. Good luck, scholars, from all of us at Heartland Bank in Odell. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, small town banking at its best.
Area high school baseball and softball scores from Monday night's action and baseball action. Valley Heights sweeps Blue Valley 13-2 and 13-12. Frankfort thumps Wabunsee in the sweep 16-5 and 27-11. While in softball scores, Centralia gets the sweep over Wabunsee 15-2 and 7-5. Henry Stahlbaumer, a sophomore at Axtell High School, job shadowed KNDY last week and had a chance to talk with Trevor Kuhlman, head coach of the Lynn girls basketball team after their first state championship in school history. Henry, we'll turn it over to you.
Hi, I'm Henry Stahlbaumer here with KNDY Radio, speaking with Lynn girls head coach Trevor Kuhlman. How did it feel watching your girls play the way they did in the state championship game?
Yeah, you know, it's a great feeling as a coach. You know, part of our program standard is, you know, we pride ourselves in how hard our girls play. And, you know, I felt they really did that, not just for the state game, but truthfully all season I thought they played really hard. We played well as a team. So for me it was kind of a culmination of all of those things we preach every day in practice of coming together, working hard together, and getting to see those girls rewarded for it. You know, there's not many feelings that are better than that.
Have you came back down to earth yet after beating Hanover, after losing to them the past year, and just being able to push through that adversity of injuries and everything like that?
Yeah, you know, not only winning a state championship, but whenever you do it against somebody that you consider your rival, that you've been competing with at the highest levels, I think that makes the feeling just a little bit sweeter. You know, yeah, I've come back down to earth. You know, it's time to kind of get prepared for whatever comes next. And so, you know, try to process those feelings. But I think for those girls, it was just kind of getting over that hump finally. You know, they've been there last year for basketball, you know, there for volleyball, and this year for basketball. So finally kind of getting that one off of our back probably makes it a little sweeter.
How did you think, or what did you think the girls' mindset going into that, that was finally able to make them get over that hump and their mentality to do that?
Yeah, I thought our girls were relaxed, which, you know, is a little bit different than last year. You know, last year was kind of uncharted territory. There was a lot of nerves that, you know, everybody was trying to process, including myself. But this year, you know, we kind of knew that we had a team that could go win. And I thought our girls were really relaxed, went out and just played basketball. I think getting off to a good start early in the game really helped us. And yeah, it was kind of nice just getting that off of our back and not having that, you know, cloud looming over us anymore, so to speak.
How did you think your crowd and your pep section and everything like that played a big part?
Yeah, I thought just the environment in general, I really liked having it there in Emporia. I thought it was a good environment for it. I thought our fans traveled really well. You know, unfortunately on Saturday, our band wasn't able to be there. But, you know, those first two games we had at state, you know, that band was rocking. Our kids were down there. Mm-hmm. Student section was awesome. And truthfully, I saw people from our community that I don't know if I've necessarily seen at very many home games that made the trip down there. So I think that was just a really cool thing. And it's a special moment for the community.
What are you looking for and what are you excited about as the off season is coming around and for the girls to work on and to push themselves to get back to the top and stay at the top?
Yeah, so you know, probably my thing is I don't want to see the girls be complacent with where they're at. You know, at the end of the day, no matter what here, you had to keep trusting the process that got you to this point. And, you know, if you abandon your process, then you're going to abandon your future results. So, you know, my hope for these girls is they continue to work hard and stay the course with what they've been doing because it's gotten them to this point.
Thanks for your time, Trevor. Have a good off season and good luck next season.
I appreciate it, Henry. Thank you.
And this was Henry Stahlbaumer here with KNDY Radio.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 70. Cloudy skies expected tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms, lows level off around 43. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 56, cloudy. Showers likely Thursday and Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
KNDY.